About 30 states now use the local textbook selection model. The measure would expand a law approved last year, which gives school districts the authority to review and select materials without state involvement. The districts would only have to certify that their choices comply with state standards.
I'm always a proponent of local control in all decision making. So much of that local control has been taken from us that anytime there's an opportunity to snatch some of it back, I'm the first in line to jump on board with that idea.
Jeff Bragosch chairs the Escambia County School Board. He says one note of encouragement is from Senator John Legg, who is chairman of the Senate Education Committee, has said the bill would be an upper chamber priority. But Bragosch remains skeptical and a bit cynical.
That doesn't sound like Florida legislature's thing. We want to give districts more control. I'd like to read the full bill and see exactly what it entails, because the trend over the last several decades has been more of an erosion of local control and more of a centralized power structure in Tallahassee. I don't think they changed their tune overnight, so I've got to look at the details.
If approved, the new proposal would eliminate the state from the picture altogether. Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, says they don't yet have an official position on the proposal.
That shows you right there why this is a good bill.
State Senator Alan Hayes, a Republican from Umatilla, is the sponsor and says FEA's non-response is proving his point.
That person is there in Tallahassee and he's scratching his head like, I didn't know there was a problem. And that's because the people who have been sending me emails and have been calling my office don't communicate with people in Tallahassee.
Some teachers' union officials at the grassroots level are weighing in with their thoughts. Rhonda Shavers with Santa Rosa Professional Educators says if passed, the measure actually could save some money for cash-strapped districts.
About mid to late 90s, the state of Florida put in place a textbook rotation every 5 years, whether you needed it or not. You had to buy the new textbook. And the classics have never changed. The Huckleberry Finn's the same, you know, Scarlet Letter's the same, and it seemed wasteful to have to buy these new books.
Shavers adds that adhering to the state standard would eliminate politics from textbook selection, from the conservative panhandle to the more progressive areas downstate, while putting the onus on textbook publishers, which historically have had a strong presence in Tallahassee and may fight the plan.
It'll be prevailed upon them to make sure that their textbooks follow the standards. This district still has to buy books that fit the standards just like they did years ago. It's just that you're not on the five-year rotation. I think that's a good thing, so you're not having to spend the money and getting the textbook companies wealthier.
The bill is also in response to complaints from Florida school district leaders. State Senator Alan Hayes has heard some parents' complaints as well about content and assigned literature and what Hayes calls bizarre math teaching methods.
I'm doing this bill to put the responsibility on the shoulders of the local people so that those concerned citizens know who to go to, people that they shop with, people that they go to the football games with and the baseball games and go to church with.
That's something to which Escambia County School Board Chairman Jeff Bragosch can relate.
We had a history textbook a while back, and there was a big brouhaha over some of the ways some historical events were portrayed. You know, there's always going to be people that are going to want things to reflect their worldview. I just think when it comes to history, you drink from the fire hose, you take it all in, you read from a lot of different sources, and then you got to triangulate it because it's all very, very selectively done.
A couple of downsides to the measure is that the need for a state textbook depository could vanish, along with the state's bulk purchasing power. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.